Say Zaid. Two vandals saw the head off a statue in the town square. It falls and lands on Ralph Wiggum. At school, Bart writes lines on the blackboard. The sentence he repeats reads, "Chalkboarding is not torture." Bart flies out of the school building on his skateboard. Homer's shift finishes at the nuclear power plant. He drops a loom in a screen bar that bounces and falls down the back of his shirt. Maggie gets scanned with the groceries at the supermarket checkout as Marge reads a magazine. The music teacher tells Lisa to leave as her saxophone playing drowns out the other children's instruments. The family home, Homer's car skids to a halt. Bart bounces off the car's roof on his skateboard as Lisa arrives home in a bike. Marge hits Homer with her car. He crashes through a doorway into the house. In the lounge, the family engage in a gunfight. A picture falls from the wall. From the hole behind it, Maggie fires a machine gun, peppering the room with bullets. She then pushes up the brim of a gangster-style hat she's wearing. An alarm clock goes off at 6:30 a.m. Bart's teacher, Edna Krabappel, wakes up in bed. With a red marker pen in her hand and surrounded by test papers, bleary-eyed, she grades the papers. She pours the remains of a drink from a wine glass down the sink, then fills the glass with mouthwash and rinses her mouth.
This'll be a good day. This'll be a good day. This'll be a good day.
She exercises along with an instructor on the television.
Your man is gonna love those sexy new abs.
Edna opens a Luna lemon-flavoured goddess bar and dips it into a jar of peanut butter. She takes a bite, then grabs her flask and heads off to work in her car.
It's just another day.
Check it out, that crazy lady singing a million-year-old song.
Edna hurries to the classroom, leaving a trail of papers behind as they fall from a file in her hand.
Okay, Edna, remember, if you can teach one kid one thing, then today will be a success.
The children are all busily tapping away on their mobile phones.
Now class. Class! Class, please pay attention!
Text Uncle! Text Uncle!
The class are using their mobile phones to text, play games, and someone is even watching an Itchy and Scratchy cartoon.
Children, why do you all need cell phones?
Safety.
Emergency.
Safety.
Educational.
Could you at least set them to vibrate?
Every desk in the room has a phone vibrating on top of it.
That's it. Everything in the box.
No more gizmos in this class. They're all going in the drawer with the biology frogs.
Miss Krabappel locks the children's phones into her desk drawer with the frogs.
Okay, we'll call your bluff. Teach us, using only the knowledge in your own head.
Hey, don't worry. We still have the good old classroom computer. Who wants to play word jammers?
She inserts a disc into an old computer in the classroom.
My stroked-out grandfather has more memory than that thing.
How's he doing?
Better, thanks.
Bart has gathered these classmates together in his back garden.
How could Krabappel take my cell phone? I'm only on month one of a 60-month plan.
You know, Krabappel just needs to chill out and realize life is cool. But how?
Homer runs around the back garden with a bottle of Duff beer in his hand, playing with the dog.
Okay, now I'll be the dog and you be the daddy.
You know, my dad is a lot more fun after a few beers. Maybe Mrs. K would be nicer if we Irish up her coffee.
Put blood in it?
No, booze. First the easy part. Kids, get some liquor.
Nelson empties customers' glasses into a bucket in a pole dancing club. Bart orders a case of drink over the internet, clicking the yes box to the question, are you over 21? At school, Bart mixes the booze in his Krusty the Clown flask, then pours the cocktail into Miss Krabappel's coffee mug.
Hurry! She's almost done flirting with the vending machine guy!
Bart and Nelson sit down at their desks. Miss Krabappel then enters the classroom. She sits down at her desk and gulps down her coffee.
What if she tastes the booze?
Relax. Hazelnut creamer covers all sins.
And that's why I found Goodnight Gorilla to be the perfect summer beach read.
Two stars for you. And an extra.
'cause you're gonna have a hard life.
This old man, he played one, he played knick-knack on my thumb.
Miss Crabapple chalks up a sum on the board, but begins yawning and then just draws an unsteady line across the board.
You look tired. Maybe you need some more coffee.
The class follow Miss Crabapple along the corridor. She weaves from side to side, bouncing off rows of metal lockers. The children copy her as they make their way to the school hall. A large banner in the hall reads, "Goodbye, exchange students." A ceremony takes place on the stage, watched by parents and teachers.
You'll be going back to Denmark, Spain and Uruguay. And we promise that we'll ride you, but you know that that's a lie.
Hey, you know why they call it a choir? Because why are we listening to this crap? These pantyhose are all twisted up.
Edna, please. Even the union can't protect you from this.
Give me one night, Dewey. I'll get you off Broadway.
Never!
Edna, let's go.
Uh-oh. You think we went too far?
Nah. Booze only makes you do things you already wanted to do.
I'm queen of the world.
Teacher Miles Assembly.
I'm so sorry. I really don't know what happened.
You made quite a nanny goat of yourself yesterday.
I know I did, but I don't know why.
This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but I'm letting you go.
Seymour, I'm gonna cry.
Here, take my hanky. I'm working on my magic act for the faculty follies, but right now I don't feel much like follying.
Could I have a moment alone?
Of course.
He spins around in his chair and disappears, leaving a white rabbit in his place.
There's a form to extend your health insurance on my desk.
The class watches Miss Crabapple loads her belongings into her car.
I never wanted her to get fired.
I bet it was that hamster medicine we added that put her over the edge.
Maybe I should tell Skinner that it was our...
Needle scratch! My name is Zachary Vaughn. I just got my master's in education from Tufts University, and you are my first class ever.
An MED from Tufts? Nice.
But why talk when I could text?
Our cell phones!
Our Bluetooth!
My chip calculator!
Zach texts the class a message that reads, "Homework, 20 minutes of twittering."
Whoa! Whoa! That text was totally worth the 15 cents it cost to receive it.
Then Zach Skyped us, liveblogged our spelling bee, and friended us on Facebook.
I thought you were studying the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
You mean the old man D-Dog flame wars.
Oh. I'm glad you've got such a stimulating substitute, but I'm worried about Mrs. Crabapple.
Oh, no worries. I heard in the Foursquare court she's doing great.
No one even plays Foursquare anymore. They just gossip.
Zach finishes a tin of Blue Bronco energy drink. He throws it into a bin, which is almost full with empty cans.
All right, who could tell me what the Monroe Doctrine was?
Monroe, that America has the right as a nation
Wait. Are you telling me you memorized that fact when anyone with a cell phone can find it out in 30 seconds?
I've crammed my head full of garbage!
Yes, you have. What are these?
Those are smiley stickers. Mrs. Crabapple used to put them on her papers as a reward for good work.
I run a paperless classroom. Check this out.
But this is just nonsense punctuation. Oh, my God!
Anybody want to return these caveman kudos to Mrs. Crabapple?
Sure. It's sort of on my way home. I can check up on the old girl. She probably landed a job at some fancy schmancy prep school.
Edna sits at home in her dressing gown watching TV.
Make way for the new freshman. Where do I find the books, the booze, and the broads? Hey, Dean, how about a little privacy? I've got to matriculate.
Door's broken.
Mrs. K, is everything all right?
Sure. Never better. I know, Bart. It's pretty sad to see your teacher falling so low.
It's the movie. It's so funny.
Sir, this is a benefit to increase our endowment.
Honey, if we increase your endowment anymore, we'll all be in the shade. Hey, you're all right. Hey, everyone! Dessert's on me!
Sorry.
Edna sticks the smiley stickers on a pile of envelopes marked overdue.
Thanks for bringing over the smiley stickers, Bart. They really livened the place up.
Mrs. K, you've got to get out of here. When was the last time you washed your hair?
2 weeks ago.
Well, that's better than me. But still, you've got to get out.
What's the point? I'm out of work, I'm out of money. No man wants me except Disco Stew.
Disco Stew is about more than just disco. I'm also, super Christian.
It's parents' night at Springfield Elementary.
Okay, look, there's a big football game on tonight, so we can get this thing over real quick. Show me some of Bart's artwork, give me a little false hope, and here's a little something to help with his grades. I'm not asking for A's, just incompletes.
Mr. Simpson, I don't need your money. Bart can definitely be a challenge, but yeah, I like challenges. And he's got a wild sense of humor. Look at this picture he drew.
It will be his last birthday if he keeps drawing pictures like this.
What?
I said, are there any areas that we, his parents, can improve upon?
Yes, just one. Relax. You're clearly a caring father.
You're the first teacher that ever got me.
Let it out. Let it out.
Zach hugs the sobbing Homer.
Keep it in. Keep it in.
Milhouse and Bart get a drink in a bookstore.
Two hot chocolates with hot fudge boost.
Milhouse, we ruined Edna's life. Maybe we can get her job back.
But we can't lose Zach. Look at the awesome video he just emailed me.
Check out the multiples of 7, y'all.
The man in the video puts on several sports tops with the number on the front going up in multiples of 7.
There's got to be some other way to help Mrs. K.
Maybe we can find an answer in this bookstore.
Bookstores don't have answers. They just have creepy guys sitting in easy chairs at the end of aisleways.
I ain't paid for Doris Kearns Goodwin in my life, and I ain't gonna start now. Oh, that's some good Doris there.
You're right. I guess no one's ever written a book to help a middle-aged woman turn her life around.
Excuse me. I believe you boys are looking for the answer.
What's the answer?
Only the best-selling book / DVD since the Bible.
My life was over. I lost my job. My husband left me. I had to sleep in a kangaroo's pouch. And then I found the answer.
The word secret, don't tell, visit our website, flash up in the video.
The answer was discovered by the philosophers of ancient Greece, who hid it under a rock, where it was discovered by the knights of King Arthur, who placed it in a bottle and set it in the ocean, where it was found by Pat Sajak. These great men knew the answer.
Images of St. Peter, Charlemagne, Jack the Ripper, Colonel Sanders, Barry Bonds, the guy who married Brooke Shields, and Santa Claus are shown.
The answer is the secret to achieving your heart's desire. Learn the answer and change your life.
Available wherever dubious quasi-scientific self-help books are sold.
Bart returns to Edna's apartment.
So, you're wearing the same bathrobe you were the last time I was here. That's cool.
Bart, you're a good kid. You're the only one who came to see me.
Well, Mrs. K, I have just the book / DVD for you.
The answer. This book uses the ancient power of wanting.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Hey, just because we don't understand electricity doesn't mean we can't enjoy its benefits.
But we do understand electricity. Every positively charged nucleus is...
Cut it out. You're not a teacher anymore.
Way to cheer me up, kid.
Look, Mrs. K, I'm a Simpson. And a Simpson never gives up until he's tried at least one easy thing. Let me help you.
Oh.
So, did you write your dream on the index card of fate?
Yes, but it still seems stupid.
I want to own a muffin store.
Great idea. Now, let's see. Break your dream down into smaller wishes, then break those down into wishable actions.
Bart, this is starting to sound like one of those loony self-help books.
Loony? Would a loony self-help book come with a magic question mark inside? Huh?
Edna opens her shop.
All thanks to the answer.
Well, opening this store was a lot of work, but your faith in me got me through it. And it looks like you got your own index card of fate. What's your dream?
Nothing.
Well, I'm sure it'll come true.
Bart's card reads Flame Vision. He stares at a petrol pump across the street. It begins to smolder. Ned pops into the shop.
One cran brand for the Flan Man.
My pleasure.
What did he want?
Beats me. I just gave him a banana.
Well, thanks again, Bart. This store has definitely turned my life around.
Yep, I'm off the hook now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess I can tell you, because everything worked out for the best.
Everything? What everything?
Well, it's funny, really. I'm the one who put booze in your coffee and got you fired.
You did what?
Please don't kill me.
You ruined my life. It's your fault I have to work at this stupid muffin store.
But this place was your dream.
My real dream was to be a teacher, and you got me fired. Now I'm up to my eyeballs in debt with this stupid store, and four more muffin stores just opened on this block.
She looks at the other shops named Muff Said, Keep On Muffin, HR Muffin Stuff, and Muff Mart, 50,000 square feet of nothing but muffins.
No! But you found the answer! No! I wrote a phone number in there!
No matter what you've done, I always thought there was a spark of decency in you, Bart Simpson. But I was wrong. I never thought I'd say this to a child. But you are bad on the inside.
At home, Bart sits on his bed looking gloomy.
Dad, am I bad on the inside?
No, but the layers of bad on your surface go almost all the way to the center.
But you think there's like a kernel of good inside me, right?
I don't know. Kernels are kind of big.
Oh, listen, I was thinking. If someone did a really bad thing to one teacher and then did the same bad thing to another teacher to get the first teacher her job back, would it be okay?
When you say teacher, do you really mean parent?
No, I mean teacher.
Great. Go nuts. But remember, we never had this discussion.
What discussion?
The one we just had about you doing bad things, you stupid kid. Oh.
Homer winks at Bart. At school, Bart slips Ned Flanders' Visa card into his classroom door lock and opens the door. He goes over to Zack's desk and opens the drawer that contains Zack's blue Bronco flask. He unscrews the cap, then unscrews the cap from his crusty clown flask. He's just about to pour the booze into Zack's flask when he stops. Bart confesses to Principal Skinner.
So you see, it was my fault. I got Mrs. Krabappel drunk. And then I was going to do the same thing to Zack, but I decided it was better to just tell the truth.
Bart, you deserve a reward for telling the truth. And that reward will be in the form of a severe punishment.
Doesn't matter, as long as Edna gets her job back.
Sorry, Bart, but I can't just get rid of a teacher if he's doing a good job, or an adequate job, or just shows up and doesn't touch anyone.
I hate children! I hate children! Children suck! Children suck!
What the? Faculty lounge talk out in the halls?
Who do I hate? I hate children! I hate children! You and you and you and you and you!
You are wasting your lives. Hilary Swank didn't graduate high school. She won two Oscars, and one of them she deserved.
Bart, you said you didn't get him drunk.
I didn't. I swear.
No, he's right. I mixed a little vodka in with my blue Bronco. Does anybody else want to ride the Indigo Pony?
Is there extra credit in it?
Oh, they're going to eat you alive at Caltech, boy. Alive!
Oh! Oh, yeah.
This place is a prison! Down, down! All your kids are screwed! Down, down! Kids and vodka!
It's always the good ones that go crazy the fastest.
Get off! You can get rid of me, but you can't get rid of the truth, man! This school is a glorified hamster wheel run by incompetent bureaucrats who can get you through a test, but you will fail the test of life!
Children, fingers in your ears and make the la-la sound. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Miss Grubupple returns to her classroom.
Well, class, I gotta say I'm glad to be back.
And there's no hard feelings?
Nope. Now everyone enjoy one of my yummy muffins.
But it's stale.
Eat the muffin.
A simple school teacher found fulfillment in muffin-based revenge, all thanks to the answer.
Edna spots Santa Claus, Barry Bonds, and Charlemagne standing on the grass outside the school. The end.